بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed regarding the quality of sabr and patience at the time of difficulty. Today we read about the quality of shukr and gratitude at the time of prosperity and ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful for my bounties and favors upon you, then I will definitely grant you an increase in these favors. We find either there will be an increase as far as the quantity is concerned, or there will be an increase as far as the quality and the barakah in these favors are concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is that person who will be grateful, he will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant him an increase. And here we find the definition of shukr which is mentioned, is that it is not just a verbal expression of thanks, but rather shukr refers to, on one hand, acknowledging the person who has given you the favor, and together with this, using that particular bounty, that blessing, that favor, in a manner that is pleasing to the one who has given it to you. Simple example that ulama have given, a father buys for his son a car, and he says to him that, I want you to use this car to go to school or university every morning. The son expresses gratitude to his father, he thanks him, but each morning, instead of using that car to go to school, he takes that car and goes to his friend's house. And that friend who his father has warned him and cautioned him not to associate with. So the first thing that the father will do is say to him, you have been ungrateful for this favor of mine upon you, and I am now going to take away this bounty. This is something I have favored you with, and instead of using it in a way that is pleasing to me, you have now taken this blessing of mine and used it to break my commands. So in the same way, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, true shukr, true gratitude is that we use it in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for us to understand the reward that Allah has kept, when a person will bring these two qualities into his life, one is sabr during adversity, the other is shukr during prosperity. Imam Uza'i rahimahullah has mentioned the incident of Abdullah bin Muhammad. Abdullah bin Muhammad was a tabi'i, so he narrates his incident, he says, that I was appointed by the Amirul Mu'mineen to do some patrolling near the seashore. And on one of these patrols of mine, I came across a tent. And it seemed to me as though there was somebody inside this tent. So I came closer. And as I reached closer to the tent, I see that there is an old man that is sitting inside in a very pitiable condition. He doesn't have any hands, he doesn't have any legs, he is close to being blind, his hearing is also not very good, and it seems as though the only limb of his body that is working and functioning correctly is his tongue. So he says, I come closer, I can hear him uttering something, and I realize that he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the words that he is saying is, O Allah, grant me the ability to express gratitude to you for these favors that you have given me, which you have deprived many of your creation of. So he says that I became amazed at this dua of this person, and I interrupted him and I asked him, that tell me, outwardly you don't seem to have any favors of Allah upon you, your limbs are not working, you don't have hands, you don't have legs, you are close to being blind. So what is this dua that you are making, that Allah should give you the ability to express gratitude? So he says, Oh Abdullah, don't you see that this tongue that Allah has given me has enabled me to reply to you, to answer your question. How can I ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this one favor of his? Anyway, Abdullah bin Muhammad says to him that, is there any assistance I can be of to you? So he says, look, I don't want to put my condition before any human, but since you have asked, there is one favor you can do for me. I have a son who normally takes care of me, he brings my food and drink for me. And for the past 3 days I haven't heard from him, he hasn't come to see me. So perhaps you can go and search for him and give me some information regarding his whereabouts. Abdullah bin Muhammad agrees. He goes and looks for the, searches for the son of this person. And a short distance away, he finds the body of that particular young boy who has now passed away. So he comes back to the tent and he gives this information to the old man. Immediately he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Oh Allah, I am not more honorable in your eyes than Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. You tested him with his wealth, his family, his children. You have tested me now as well. Again, I express gratitude to you that you did not give me a progeny or a child who will be disobedient to you. Saying this, the old man is overcome with grief, he also takes a breath and he leaves this world. Abdullah bin Muhammad comes back home and he goes off to sleep, and in his dream he sees this old man in a very enviable condition. His limbs are now fully intact, his sight has been restored, his hearing has been restored, he's wearing garments of Jannah, and he addresses Abdullah bin Muhammad and says, "Oh Abdullah, let it be known, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a very great reward for those believers of his who will express sabr during adversity, shukr during prosperity, such a reward that Allah has not kept for those who exert themselves in ibadat." This is the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. That is why they say, sabr and shukr are like two wings of a believer. When there is adversity, he flaps the wing of sabr, and this takes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is prosperity, he flaps the wing of shukr, and this also takes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.